You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Let's Get Civical.
This is the podcast that breaks down politics, government structure, and dives into the context of current events, but in a super fun way. I'm Lizzie Stewart, comedian, feminist, and political junkie.
And I'm Arden Walentowski, former Senate intern, campaign staffer, and political strategist.
In this episode, we're talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
So grab your 6 million signatures.
And let's get civical.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Let's Get Civical. I'm Lizzie Stewart.
She's correct. And I am Arden Walentowski.
And she's correct. Mm-hmm. And would you believe it, we're wearing the same pajama set again at this recording session. We never talk about it in advance.
No. Our bond is so strong.
We're in sync. Mm-hmm. I'm Joy Fatone. You're Justin Timberlake. Obviously.
Thank you. And I will bring sexy back with our pajamas.
It's one of the funniest things you've ever said. It was just right there. You just had it right in the chamber.
That one's for you.
But yes, it is a cold, cold day here in the Big Apple. And I just got out of bed and said, I will not put on a hard pant to do this recording session. I can't do it today.
I would be offended if you thought that you needed to put on a hard pant to be in my video presence.
I know, but sometimes I do because I want to feel like, okay, it's, you know, I've gotten up, I've had my coffee, I've gotten ready for the day. Here's like, and just in it, just be like a grown adult. And I
applaud you for that.
I didn't want to do it.
You know what? And as somebody who is older than you are,
It's fine.
I am a fuller grown adult than you are, and I am here to tell you, it's fine.
And if you're listening to this in your soft pant, we're so glad you're here. You're among friends. If you're listening in a hard pant, you're also among friends. This is a no judgment zone on if you want to be in a soft or hard pant today or any other day, period. But it's also a 3 day weekend, very exciting, and it's a 3 day weekend for obviously a very specific and great reason, which is Monday, January 17th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So we thought we would do an entire episode dedicated to this holiday, how it came to be, you know, how long it took to have a day that was devoted solely to Martin Luther King Jr. And all the fun facts and not so fun facts surrounding that.
Yep. And there are some of both.
Of course.
There are some.
There always are fun and not so fun.
Yes.
So before we jump in, do you want to talk about today's sources?
Yes. And before I talk about today's sources, I just want to add a follow-up to our conversation last week about the episode breakdown.
And
the listeners are not able to see our screens, but just trust that the episode breakdown has been put to rest. She's sleeping forever now.
And it's totally not on the page. And what's amazing is because I never noted, I never paid any attention to the episode breakdown when it was there, that I truly didn't even realize it wasn't on the page because that's how little I looked at the episode breakdown.
Oh my God.
It's gone. You've let go of it.
I've let go. I've let her go. She was not serving me. And you know what? Bye-bye at 2022.
Goodbye in 2022.
And it did give me a little bit of like a, because just now in my brain, I know how many like pages of kinds of notes we need to fill the episode. And so when I didn't have that, I was like, oh God, now I need more notes to get to the, it just threw me off my like.
Yeah. So now this is going to be an hour and a half episode because you don't have.
I don't have the episode breakdown to tell me.
Perfect.
How many notes I needed.
Perfect. I can't wait to see how we handle not having that kind of structure that I continually ignored. I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
I think once we start, it's all going to be great because here's the other not secret. I did not pay attention to it either.
No.
So it's bye-bye. And we're gonna sally forth and we're going to talk about MLK Day and it's going to be amazing and fun, and we're going to learn about the process of how MLK Day came to be. And we'll talk about the memorial. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Hit me with those sources.
Oh my God, I totally forgot my job. Okay.
That's fine. And that's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. To remind me to do things, because half the time, who knows? So our sources today are history.com, a lovely website called Reading Partners, which is an organization that basically like promotes reading.
Love.
But they had a lovely little thing about MLK Day and service. So there's some notes in there. An article from CNN by Toby Lyles and Will Mullery. And some facts about the memorial from Travel Awaits, because you can go see the MLK Memorial. And so Travel
Awaits
had some lovely little tidbits for us.
I love it. I love when there's new friends in the family from the source world.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see what they have to offer us and history.com, the unofficial sponsor of this podcast. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the two of us and history.com.
Exactly right. We're a trio, really. So before we jump into getting MLK Day to be an official holiday, just a quick two little bullet overview on what it is, like what the holiday actually is for those of you who may be international listeners or even domestic listeners who don't really know why we're celebrating this day. So on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the entire nation pauses in remembrance of a civil rights hero. At least that is the point of the federal holiday that takes place on the third Monday of each January. So it is always on the third Monday. MLK Day was designed to honor the activist and minister assassinated in 1968, whose accomplishments have continued to inspire generations of Americans. So truly, the mission of the day is to not only remember the man himself, but the cause in which he fought and died for, really.
So we're going to talk about the fight for MLK Day, because it was not easy.
Sure.
Yeah, not easy.
Not surprising.
No. So these notes are also coming from history.com. The fight for a holiday in Martin Luther King Jr.'s honor was an epic struggle in and of itself, and it continues to face resistance in the form of competing holidays to leaders of the Confederacy. And this is something else I simply will not tolerate in 2022. No episode breakdown, no Confederate holidays. Get the fuck out of here with holidays. That.
No. How can there, at this point, how can there possibly be any holidays to leaders of the Confederacy? Robert E. Lee Day? That doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it's very jumbled. And also, fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
King was the first modern private citizen to be honored with a federal holiday. And for many familiar with his nonviolent leadership of the civil rights movement, yes, nonviolence, it made sense to celebrate him. But for others, the suggestion that King, a black minister who was vilified during his life and gunned down when he was just 39 years old, deserved a holiday was nothing short of incendiary. So some people love the idea of giving him a holiday. Some people were like, mm-hmm. Why? What's so special about this guy? He's only 39. What did he even do?
Yeah. You know, what's interesting. I think that if we were having a discussion about if we should make a federal holiday for MLK today, I don't think that it would pass.
No.
Like, I don't think it would. Which is insane.
Yeah.
But I think that is the reality. But of course there are people who didn't want him to have a federal holiday.
Oh, sure.
In this country? Absolutely.
I just feel like somebody's always going to be mad about what you want to do. And if your cause is right, you got to fight for it. You know? Like, somebody's always going to be mad. And I'm sure there were lots of... Yeah, I'm sure there were lots of people who did not want this day for a variety of reasons, and their loss. The first push for a holiday honoring King took place just 4 days after his assassination, which, a fact, not a fun fact, but when we went on our road trip this summer, we were in Memphis and saw the place where he was assassinated.
Oh, wow.
It was really wild.
Like a hotel?
No, I mean, the hotel is still there, but it's basically like a snapshot from the 60s, and it's not a functional hotel. And you can see like kind of in the windows, like they've kept, it's almost like a museum. And I can't remember, it wasn't open when we were there, but I can't remember if it was like just closed that day or closed because of COVID or whatever. But there's stuff on the outside too that you can go walk around and you can listen to audio clips, and it shows you, because you're standing outside, like it tells you like where things were. It was really kind of cool. But I mean, the sad part is that because it was a functional hotel when he was shot, it basically, the guy who owned it, I think, basically went bankrupt because nobody really wanted to stay there. Right. So the black leaders in the area raised a lot of money to give to the hotel owner so that they could keep it. And now I forget who runs it or owns it or whatever. Now it's like a memorial. But yeah, at first it was basically the place where Martin Luther King was shot was basically going to be like a defunct building because. But it was kind of wild. And that whole area is really pretty. If you ever have a chance to go to Memphis, I would just highly suggest checking out that area in general. It's very cool. But also just that whole place where the hotel is, you know, just very... It's very one of those places where you stand and you're like, this is a very moving just area to be in. I'm standing in one place that's very meaningful. So continuing on. So the first push for a holiday honoring King took place just 4 days after his assassination. John Conyers, then a Democratic congressman from Michigan, took to the floor of Congress to insist on a federal holiday in King's honor. However, the request fell on deaf ears. So this guy's just been shot. Conyers is trying to get this, trying to get support for a federal holiday, and people are like, do 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 do. I don't hear you.
Yeah.
One of the few black people in Congress, Conyers had been an active member of the civil rights movement for years. Conyers had visited Selma, Alabama, in support of King and the 1965 Freedom Day, one of several mass voter registration events in which large numbers of African Americans attempted to register to vote despite local defiance and armed intimidation. When his first bill failed, Conyers was undaunted. Quote, Conyers would persist year after year, Congress after Congress, in introducing the same bill again and again, gathering co-sponsors along the way until his persistence finally paid off. And that's a quote from historian Don Wolfsenberger.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Keep going.
You don't succeed, try again.
Things like sometimes really good things take time. And just because they take time does not mean they're not worthwhile. Conyers enlisted the help of the Congressional Black Caucus, of which he was a founding member. For 15 years, the Congressional Black Caucus, also known as CBC, attempted to break the stalled legislation loose, advocating within their constituent communities and helping Conyers introduce his bill year after year. So again, they're doing like basically grassroots organizing within their communities and within congressional representative offices that they thought would have been friendly to them. Like,
yeah,
they're doing the work. However, every single attempt failed even after the bill was brought to the floor for debate.
But it didn't fail for much longer because eventually, as we all know, because obviously we're all not working on Monday, he did succeed in making it a federal holiday. And this is that story. So the tide finally turned in the early 1980s. So this is what, like, let's do the math, 12-ish years after MLK's death. And, you know, so he's, because he started this, trying to get this to be a federal holiday 4 days after his death, he's been pushing for this to become a federal holiday for 12 years. So in the early 1980s, by then, the CBC, or the Congressional Black Caucus, had collected 6 million signatures in support of a federal holiday in honor of King. Stevie Wonder had written a song, Happy Birthday, about King, which drove an upswell of public support for the holiday. I didn't know that. That's very...
I didn't know that either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We love a bop.
I'm sure I've heard this song, but... when I was doing the notes, I was like, I actually can't conjure it up in my mind.
Isn't it Happy Birthday to ya?
Oh,
happy
that one? Birthday, okay, happy I do know that song. Birthday. Thank God.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay,
got
it.
Yeah, you know it. Got we it. All know
I
was like,
I'm
know
sure
it.
I know this song, but I cannot for the life of me think of the tune.
That's the tune.
Got it.
In 1983, as civil rights movement veterans gathered in Washington to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the March on Washington, King's seminal I Have a Dream speech, and the 15th anniversary of his murder, something shook loose. When the legislation once again made it to the floor, it was filibustered by Jesse Helms, the Republican senator from North Carolina. As Helms pressed to introduce FBI smear material on King, whom the agency had spent years trying to pinpoint as a communist and a threat to the United States, like, how is it always communism? Like, there just has to be worse things.
Than being a communist?
Like, than being a communist.
Yes, I mean, being a rapist and a murderer. Like, look for those assholes.
Sure, anything else.
What? I'm like, literally anything else. There are multiple serial killers on the loose. Go focus on them.
Absolutely insane. So this Republican senator from North Carolina, Jesse Helms, he's trying to introduce all of this bullshit smear material that the FBI had been trying to use during the height of King's popularity. He's trying to introduce that into the congressional record. And while doing that, tensions boiled over. Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the senator from New York, brought materials onto the floor, then dropped them on the ground in disgust during a pivotal moment of the debate. I love that.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
He's like, this crap? We don't need to listen to it.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Yep.
The bill passed with ease the following day, 78-22, which is, again... wouldn't happen. Wouldn't happen today.
No.
Insane. Passing anything 78-22 is insane.
No. If they were trying to cover it today, it would be like, are Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema going to vote for this thing? That would be the entire coverage.
No, we can't vote for this thing.
No. Yeah.
But this passed with ease, and President Ronald Reagan immediately signed the legislation. So boom, bang, boom.
Yeah.
It was done and dusted. We have ourselves a federal holiday for MLK. After 12 years of fighting to get it to become a holiday.
Yeah. And people took to celebrating. People celebrate across the United States.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break for a little word from our sponsors.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
So, though the first federal holiday was celebrated in 1986, which is the first year after Reagan signed it, that was the first official Martin Luther King Day, it took years for observance to filter through every state. Several southern states promptly combined Martin Luther King Day with holidays that uplifted Confederate leader Robert E. Lee, who was born on January 19th.
I just, like, can't imagine anything more insulting than that.
Yeah.
Truly, I can't imagine anything
more.
Like,
it's so insulting.
If either of these men knew that they were combining the day,
oh,
they would both be disgusted.
They would protest their own holidays.
I know. Like, if you're a Robert E. Lee stan, first of all, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but if you're a Robert E. Lee stan, and you would be so mad that they combined Robert E. Lee's birthday with Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
For either side.
Because if you actually cared about exactly what you're saying, if you cared about Robert E. Lee as a person and what he stood for, why would you ever to, like, counteract the holiday? Like, you give him his own holiday if you actually think he's that important.
Okay. So that's messy.
That's messy.
That's messy AF if I've ever seen it.
Jesus. Arizona initially observed the holiday, then rescinded it, leading to a years-long scuffle over whether to celebrate King that ended in multiple public referenda, major boycotts of the state, and a final voter registration push that helped propel a final referendum toward success in 1992.
Sure.
1992. I was seven.
So do the math. 7 years later?
Mm-hmm. I was seven. Were you born yet?
No.
What is the year of your birth?
93, honey.
Oh, so close. So close. You missed the big fight.
I know. I came in once everything was settled because I am conflict avoidant. Makes me stressed. Whenever there's like conflict in a movie or a TV show, I like have a big, big impulse to just kind of fast forward till they kind of get over it.
Really? I did not know this about you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You learn something new every day.
Exactly right.
It wasn't until 2000, the year 2000, a year in which Lizzie was indeed alive. She was now seven.
I was here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was now 16. That every state in the union finally observed Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Like 2000.
The new millennium.
The year before 9/11.
The year before 9/11. Put it into context.
I mean, that is so recent.
Yeah.
So recent.
It's only been around for 22 years for everybody.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Insane.
Considering that they started trying to push for this in 1968.
Yeah. Today, the holiday is still celebrated in conjunction with the celebration of Confederate figures in a few states, but after decades of contention and controversy, it is widely observed.
If your state still has a little asterisk under Martin Luther King Jr. Day that is, you know, it's you look at the calendar and you're like, oh my gosh, today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it's Flag Day, it's, you know, Waffle Day, it's Robert E. Lee Day. If you see that on your state's calendar, give them a call. I just think at this point, we're all grown-ups. We know that that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
So let's just nip that in the bud. Let's say goodbye. That's what I want.
Bye-bye.
Let's say goodbye to Robert E. Lee. Let's say sayonara, buddy. I don't want to see you anymore.
I don't want to hear about you
other than in the context that you lost the Civil War.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that we need to remember you by.
We just need to remember you as... Right. We remember you as a loser.
We remember you as an enemy of the country.
Mm-hmm. Because in fact, that's what you were.
It's what you were. Oh, we're due for a Civil War episode, y'all. Let me tell you. I think it's time. It's coming because I have so much to say on the matter of the Civil War. But back to MLK Day. So let's talk about the day of service, what actually happens on the day. In 1994, Congress passed the King Holiday and Service Act, which transformed Martin Luther King Jr. Day into a day dedicated to volunteer service in honor of Dr. King's legacy. And I should say these notes are coming from the Reading Partners website. Since then, the Corporation for National and Community Service has coordinated the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service, funding independent service projects, as well as mobilizing its AmeriCorps members and AmeriCorps senior volunteers to serve in various ways in their local communities. I love it.
Yeah.
We're out there serving the community on this day. It is not just a day for rest and relaxation. Get out there. Be helpful.
You can even do it in small ways, like pick up a piece of litter in your neighborhood. Help carry a stroller up the stairs. You know, people coming out of the subway with strollers. Like help each other. Be nice. Help each other out.
Help each other. Be nice, please. The day is now a day on rather than a day off, a holiday for the good of the people, much like the 9/11 Day of Service. You can participate in honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy by signing up to volunteer for a local, regional, or national organization, bringing people together to create and register your own project, or even just donating to a cause of your choice. So many options. So many options. You can donate. You can get out and do something mm-hmm. with your hands.
Yeah.
You can donate your time, or you can donate your money.
Yeah.
So many things.
So many things. So we're going to do a little facts and numbers and facts in this section.
I'm glad you're doing this section because, as you know, I can't do math.
Yeah. So these notes are coming from the CNN article. So first number and fact, we talked about this at the top, but it bears worth repeating. 6+ million signatures. That's the number of signatures on the King Center petitions that Coretta Scott King and Stevie Wonder presented in 1982 to Tip O'Neill, who was then Speaker of the House, in support of a federal holiday honoring Martin Luther King. I mean, and
I love it.
I mean, at that point, it's like, say no to Coretta Scott King. Come on, say no.
Say no to Coretta Scott King. Say no to Stevie Wonder. I dare you.
No. I dare you. Say
Tip?
No.
Tip?
Yeah. The next figure, 990 plus, which is the number of streets that are named in commemoration of Dr. King Jr., according to Derek Alderman, who is a geography professor at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. I mean, yeah, that man's got more, almost 1,000 streets. I mean, probably more now, 1,000 streets named after him, of course.
Yeah. What else are you going to name a street?
Lizzie Stewart Way.
I ask you.
Lizzie Stewart Way.
Absolutely. Over Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, Lane? No. But we're still plowing roads and there's room to grow. So
that's Lizzie, true. There's
Lizzie
room
Stewart
to grow.
Way. The next number is 30, which is the height of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the National Mall. On one side, it reads, quote, out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope, from Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, presented at the Lincoln Memorial, August 28th, 1963. The number 36, which was 36 years ago, on January 20th, 1986, was the very first national celebration of Martin Luther King Day. In proclaiming January 20th, 1986, Martin Luther King Day, President Reagan wrote, quote, Dr. King's activism was rooted in the true patriotism that cherishes America's ideals and strives to narrow the gap between those ideals and reality. Yes.
Yes.
This is something I will say, go Reagan. Go Reagan.
Right. I mean, this is Ronald Reagan who's putting this who's signing this into a federal holiday.
Right.
It's not who you'd expect.
No.
But go off. Support you in this.
And the last number and figure is 27, which is the number of years ago that the holiday became a day of service, which was August 23rd, 1994. The holiday became a day of service when President Bill Clinton signed the Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday and Service Act, which we talked about before, and we talked about ways mm-hmm. that you can act in service on MLK Day.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Let's talk about the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial that we've been speaking about a little bit throughout this episode.
Yeah.
It's the one that's 30 feet tall. So located in Washington, D.C., along the National Mall's Tidal Basin, the memorial sits near the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the location of Dr. King's famous I Have a Dream speech. Its exact address is 1964 Independence Avenue, in honor of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Visitors are able to take in both memorials with ease. From the Lincoln Memorial, visitors can walk southeast less than 1 mile, just 8 minutes, to arrive at the MLK Memorial. After more than 20 years of design and construction, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial opened to the public on August 28th, 2011.
Yeah.
The 48th anniversary of the March on Washington. 2011! That was 11 years ago!
That's insane.
That's recent with a capital R.
Yeah.
It was the first National Mall Memorial to honor a citizen activist rather than a president or a war hero.
And I think what a great one to start with.
Well, sure.
I mean,
I would say this is exactly the one you start with.
Who else is it going to be?
Absolutely. The memorial is open 24 hours a day with no fee required to visit. While the early mornings and evenings are the quietest time to visit, There are also ranger-led programs and tours of the memorial. It is surrounded by cherry blossom trees, and those who visit late March through mid-April are treated to the beauty of the trees in full bloom. Yes, cherry blossom season is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely recommend if you live near a botanic garden or any place that has cherry blossoms that you visit it during the cherry blossom season, because it is just really pretty.
It's very pretty.
And finally, though the memorial itself is outdoors, it is surrounded by restaurants, bookstores, and bathrooms. Other nearby memorials include the Jefferson Memorial, the FDR Memorial, and the Lincoln Memorial. So,
so if you're in DC, and fear not.
Take it all in. You can swing all of those.
Yep. It's all very doable.
And have lunch.
All
very doable.
The Martin Luther King Memorial, I mean, they're all very different memorials, those four, but they're all really great to see and just very impressive. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s is like very tall, and you know, because his body like comes out of this stone, kind of has almost like a, I don't know, it reminded me almost of the like the, not, they're not called sculptures, but you know, like in Egypt when the like the gods come out of the stone, you know.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what it reminded me of. I don't know. That's probably not its intention. But, yeah, it's very impressive. And I think we've talked about this. When I saw these memorials, it was – I went on a Segway tour.
Oh, my God. This is just humiliating for you. Which was kind of
amazing. Because you could – first of all, you learn how to ride a Segway. But also, you're riding a Segway around D.C. and where it would take you, like, maybe a full day to kind of go about all of these memorials and get to them and whatever. You see these and others, and it takes you, like, 3 hours. It was amazing. Yeah.
Well, and now when I – because I was in D.C., oh, golly, I think in October or November. I think October. I was in D.C. then, and now they have the like, electric scooters that you can just pick up off the street and, like, rent and drive around, and you should do that. It's first of all, it's very fun, and second of all, it's such a great way to see D.C. because there's so much compacted into one area, but it's still a lot of walking.
Yeah.
So anything that can get you off your feet for a bit so you can see more, like do it. Absolutely do it. Unless you have multiple days in D.C., but if you have 1 or 2 days, hop on a scooter and zip around.
Yeah. I agree. Go see D.C. Go see the Martin Luther King Memorial. Do your act of service on MLK Day. Oh, well, this is coming out afterwards.
This is coming out afterwards, but you know what? If you didn't do something on Monday, you can still do something today in honor of Monday. It's totally, totally fine. But that is the end of our notes, and that is the end of this episode, y'all. So happy post-MLK Day, because this is coming out 2 days after MLK Day, but I hope you guys enjoyed this and understand and have a little bit more knowledge around the holiday itself and why we're doing what we're doing. And in the meantime, we love you so much, and if you like what you heard, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Get Civical. You can always rate us, you can review us, you can subscribe to us. We love you so much, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Goodbye.